What's going on, Step Family? It's the Launch Morning Show. Bishop Al Morgan.
Pastor Yolanda Morgan is here.
As always, happy to be with you guys on today. Praying that you're having a wonderful day.
Hey, we are having a great day, Bishop. Thank you so much for the prayers. Thank you for always thinking of us and what we need. And I need God to reach down today and touch those that are listening. He's a mighty God and he's going to do something great today. We're so glad that you are here. Come on, give us some cheers and some claps and some screams and some yells. So glad that you guys decided to join us today. We are always excited to be here on the Steph 98 radio station with our family.
Definitely make sure that you text somebody, let them know that your lifestyle leaders are on the radio. We hope that you started getting your listening parties together and having an ongoing discussion while we're spending our morning with you. And Pastor Lana, can you do me a favor? Before we get this thing really going, can you tell them how they can find us?
Well, Bishop, let me tell you who we are. We are the amazing leaders. And I say amazing, I do not mean that lightly. That Bishop Al Morgan is one of the greatest bishops on this side. And he is one of the leaders of Launch Ministries Global Campus. You can find us at 1101 West Haven Boulevard in the great city of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. If indeed you would like to go and find us online, you can find us at www.launchall.org. Launchall.org. That means that we're launching, you can launch, and everybody associated with us can launch. Well, if you're listening today, that makes you a part of the Launch family.
You're already part of the community.
So thank you for listening. We have some people, Bishop, that do not enter the doors, but they are faithful to listen to us on the Steph 98.1 station. And they are faithful to join us on Sunday mornings online. So you may not be able to enter the building, but you can consider yourself definitely a part of the Launch family.
Yes.
And we just want to thank you so much for always supporting us, always being a part of what we're doing, no matter what. We have some amazing members that live abroad, Bishop, and we want to say thank you so much for being a part of what we're doing.
Yes, we do. And we also want to take this opportunity to thank all of those, because this graduation season.
Yes, it is.
So thank all of the rising freshmen, because they're seniors, you're graduating, and preferably you're going off to college and you're really taking that next step into starting your new life as an adult. So we want to congratulate each and every one of you for completing that. And we pray and believe that God has bigger and better in store for you.
Absolutely, Bishop. We recently had our youth service at Launch, and some of our rising seniors, well, now they're rising freshmen.
Yes.
Going into college, they have done phenomenally the past year. And so we, sowed into their lives, those that are going off to college, that are leaving the nest and going off to college. We are so proud of them.
Yes.
And Bishop, we have been at Launch going into our 13th year, which means some of them we have seen grow and do phenomenal things. And we are just so excited for them, for the parents, and for the students. You guys rock. You are really out there launching, and you have done a phenomenal job just being who you are and making sure. And Bishop, every single one of them have scholarships. Every single one of them paid tuition.
Yes.
They are doing so well, and the parents must be proud. And as your leaders, we are super proud of you, and we just want to say that. And not just for the Launch graduates, but for all of the graduates that are graduating, for all of the parents that had someone go across that stage this year, we are excited for you, and better and greater is coming.
And we even want to say congratulations to the adults, to the parents that went back to complete a work. So there's some adults that you walked across.
Absolutely.
The stage, and we honor you on today as well. And we're still believing that God has bigger and better for you also.
Absolutely. It is that season. And as we prepare for it, we are going to kind of focus on that a little bit today. I'm going to tell you about that in a little bit. But Bishop, Thank you so much for being who you are and preaching a mighty word that you've been preaching at Launch Ministries. Lives have definitely changed. And I just want to make sure that people understand that we are the type of leaders and type of pastors that get in there with you and pull you out of whatever you're going through.
Yes.
So if you need a family or you need a community, come out and celebrate with us. Celebrate, get to know some of the people at Launch Ministries. If you've been listening, we've been on this station, I know, for almost a year now. It may have been more than a year.
I think it might be a little more than that.
If you've been listening with us, we consider you a part of the family. Come out and let us know who you are. And I know people have different work schedules and everybody can't come on Sunday. Some people can come every other Sunday. But log on to Bible study. You can log on with us on Wednesday nights. We are on, you can get on the Zoom link. If you go to our website, you can get that Zoom link information and make sure you join and get the information. It is an open platform. You can ask anything about the scripture. We tend to go into the scripture that the bishop preached on the previous Sunday. So it gives you a little bit of time to go in and read, study, and make sure if you have need an understanding of something, we have a leader that has an understanding.
And also make sure that we've decided and dedicated ourselves to providing a platform to where we're encouraging everyone to read the Bible. So it's one thing to be a hearer, but it's another thing to be a doer. But if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, then it doesn't matter what you hear.
Bishop, that is so good. Well, that's just a snippet of the bishop, but we read directly out of the Bible. So if there's something that you didn't understand and you would like clarity on that, join us on Wednesday night. Again, it's an open platform and you can find our information and the link at www.launchall.org.
And remember, Sunday service starts every Sunday morning at 11:30. Whether we would love for you to come out and visit the campus, but if you're not able to, maybe if you're working or something like that, you can also tune in to our live stream, and it begins at 11:30 as well. And then our Wednesday night Bible study is every Wednesday, kicks off at 7:30 p.m. So we want to encourage you to stay connected to the community, because we believe that there is a word that's been spoken over your life. And I guarantee you that if God spoke it, it shall not fail.
It will not. And Bishop, we're right here at the beginning of June. Welcome to June.
Yes.
And
time
this,
is flying.
It is, Bishop. And this month is Father's Day month.
Oh, gosh.
So let us go ahead and say Happy Father's Day, and we're going to be following that up for the next few weeks. But for those that need a reminder, this is Father's Day month, and Father's Day is the 21st. And I just want to put that out there. So this is just a reminder.
Yes.
Go ahead and make your reservations for Father's Day. There's a little joke that's going around about Father's Day. You can get into any restaurant
that you want. You don't need a reservation on Father's Day.
But you guys go out, make the reservations. Go ahead and start picking up some things.
But what you can do is, for this Father's Day, I encourage you to go ahead and make your reservations for Mother's Day next year.
See how that goes? The bishop has jokes. But let me tell you, it is the truth. Go ahead and make your reservations for Father's Day and Mother's Day for next year. Do them both at the same time.
Yes.
But Bishop, speaking of such, the parents have been doing such a wonderful job. Today, Bishop, we are going to be talking about get a life.
Wow.
Yeah, that one's gonna, we're gonna go dive into this thing, because there's so many, you know, that's sending their children off to college, and we just think that that's the end of our lives, the end of the road. And there's this thing called the empty nest syndrome that we're going to be talking about today. We want to encourage you. You need to get a life. We're going to go into this after the break, but we want to make sure that you guys do not give up on yourselves. Do not give up on your other siblings. And we're going to give you some pointers and kind of make sure we're pushing you in the right direction. Get a life. We need you to get a life. So today, that's what we're going to be talking about, because we have so many great things and so many children that are coming up and doing amazing things. We do not want you to fall into despair. We do not want you to fall in depression and all of those things. So go ahead and get yourselves together. Get your pen, get your paper, get your energy.
Yeah, turn up.
Yes, go ahead and get your vigor. If you need to stop and get gas, now is the time. If you're driving, go ahead and pull off the exit and get into the circle. service station and get your gas. Go into the service
station.
Get
you some coffee.
Get you a cup of coffee. Get you some nabs. Get your juice.
Did you say some nabs?
Get you some nabs, whatever you need to get.
When you say nabs, you talk about the square nabs or the round ones?
You could do either one.
The orange ones or the brown ones?
You could do either one. Whichever one is going to energize you during this next few minutes so that you can get this information.
Baby, if you said nabs, she's about to say nabs. And the next thing she was going to say is a new grape.
I don't think they sell new grape anymore.
I don't think they sell nabs either.
They do sell nabs. I just had some the other day. But we want to make sure that you guys are tuning in. Go ahead and call your friends, call your neighbors. Let everybody know that the Lifestyle Leaders are here today. And we're going to be talking about Get a Life. And we are so excited to be a part of your life. Again, yes. You're going to hear this over and over again. But one of the reasons that we are here is we want to lovingly invite you out to Launch Ministries Global Campus, because we are a place where you're going to get some evidence. You're going to see some lives that have changed. And if you stick around long enough, we promise you, your life will change as well. We're the type of leaders you can sit down, talk to us, call us, reach out, do whatever you got to do. If you got to wave in the back of the church, do whatever you got to do. Pull us over out of the aisles and say, hey, I need to talk to you today. But we want to make sure that we are inviting you out to a life-changing situation. And that situation is 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Listen, make sure that no matter what, I know we keep saying that, but make sure that you stay connected, because you don't know what you may need before you ever know that you need it. So yes. You want to make sure that you keep your connection sure, so that when hell comes, because it's coming, you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So get ready. Take a deep breath. Get everybody on the line. Call Boo Boo Nim. Get all your friends. Hey, ladies, I'm in the chat group with you. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. But we're going to come back here in the next few minutes, and we are going to be talking about Get a Life. Get a life.
Get a life.
It's the empty nest syndrome. It is that season, and we are going against everything that can come against your peace, come against your mind, come against your family, come against your other kids. We are coming against that today. So go ahead and let's get ready. We have to accept this, Bishop.
We got to.
There are some people that are going to fall into that, and we are here to defeat the enemy today. And I am so glad that we are going to come out victorious when all of this is over. So meet us back here in the next few minutes. You're going to be here with your Bishop Al Morgan and Pastor Yolanda Morgan right here on Steph 98.1. It's your Lifestyle Leaders, Pastor Yolanda and Bishop Al Morgan. We are here on Steph Radio 98.1. We want to make sure we are inviting you out to Launch Ministries Global Campus. You can find us at 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Please come out on Sunday mornings at 11:30 a.m. You can find us at www.launchall.org, where you can get all the information about what's going on at the campus. You can join us for Wednesday night Bible study. You can join us for our Kingdom conferences. You can join us for the vaults. There's so much going on at the campus. Bishop Al Morgan.
Make sure that you stay connected to all the wonderful things that are going on at the campus. And remember, Launch Ministries Global Campus, we're located in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Our service times are every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Wednesday night Bible study is virtually at 7:30 p.m. Listen, Launch Ministries Global Campus, where we love, lead, and launch you for God's purpose. We are super excited to make sure that you join us every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the midweek launch morning show. Your guests are Bishop Al Morgan, Pastor Lana Morgan. We're your Lifestyle Leaders. We're super excited to be with you and look forward to spending every Wednesday morning with you.
We want to encourage you to step out of doubt and into faith right here on Steph Radio 98.1. Call a family, call a friend, and let them know. StephanieRadio.com. You can find your Lifestyle Leaders, Bishop Al Morgan and Pastor Yolanda Morgan, right here every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. on Steph 98.1.
What's going on, Steph? We'll be back. It's the Launch Morning Show. Bishop Al Morgan in the studio with Pastor Yolanda Morgan. And listen, the woman of God told us before we left the break that we're going to have to get a life.
Got to get a life, Bishop. Now what? Mm. That's where we are today.
Yes.
You got your kids through 12 years. They cross the stage. They're packing their things. They're preparing. They did all the applications. They are about to leave you, and some of us don't know what to do. Listen, we sent little Zoe to her eighth grade prom. And I was so tearful the whole time.
Yeah, you were tearful, and I was packing up like she was going off to college. So I'm not going to suffer with an empty nest syndrome.
I am not, but Bishop, it was so emotional. So I can imagine what parents are going through. And actually, I can't imagine. It is called the empty nest syndrome.
Yes.
Now, we've had an empty nest before. Now, we're back with no grandkids.
Syndrome. Now, I had a... They came back to the nest syndrome.
They are back in the form of grandchildren. But we want to make sure we're talking about how you fall into the feelings of grief, loneliness, depressions, and all these things where you actually inflict that on their other siblings. You inflict that on your spouse. You show signs and symptoms at work. And so we want to talk about that today because it is a real feeling.
Yes, and you brought up something that's really good. So while you were talking, I pulled out the computer and just Googled empty nest syndrome. So it says that, it describes the feelings of grief, loneliness, everything that you said.
Yes.
And loss of purpose that parents often experience when their last or only child moves out of the family home. We understand that. This is the thing I wanted to bring up that you just said so masterfully, that while not a clinical diagnosis, it is a highly recognized and normal psychological transition or feeling.
Yes.
And you just said it's a real feeling.
It is a real feeling, Bishop. And there are some mothers out there that's going to be worried and stressed. And that is part of what's going to go on. You have had a human being under you, around you for the past 12 years, and the emotional break and separation from that person, that is a real feeling. We want to give you some ideas that can help you get past those feelings. Now what? Now what do we do? One thing that I want you to remember is all the accomplishments. Not that you are grieving that this person is out of the house or that this person is not right when you get home and you're used to coming in and yelling and screaming and where are you and what are we doing today and you got to drive them around. We want you to think about all the accomplishments, not just of your child, but of yourself.
Because now I see where you're going and I hope I don't sidetrack you, because the emptiness syndrome really has absolutely nothing to do with the children.
Right.
It has everything to do with the adult and feeling like they now no longer have any identity because they have no one to help.
Right. They were the primary caregiver. They filled a role that no one else could fill in that person's life.
Yes.
But what can tend to happen is we feel like we are worthless without filling that role.
Wow.
And so we cannot stop thinking about what they didn't do or what you're not capable of doing. We now have to move into future endeavors.
Yes.
What are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do? You've got to start planning some other things that you've been putting off for the past 12 years, for the past 14 years, for the past 16 years. You've been putting off things because of your children, because nobody else had time.
Uh-huh.
You have now got to start thinking of what you're going to do with your life and future endeavors. And you have to honestly sit down and take the time and not just make up something in your mind. You have to start doing it.
And you got
to
focus on your goals.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you have to create new goals.
Bishop, you got to get a life.
Yes.
You can't fall into despair because there are too many other people depending on you. And the person that just left your home, they're going to be depending on you from afar.
That's good. And what you're saying is, I think you're challenging us to redefine our identity.
And our worth.
Yes. And the redefining doesn't mean to do something new. You remember when you were younger and you would draw in the driveway with chalk?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you might, whatever you wrote or drew on the concrete would fade.
Yes.
And you'd have to redefine it.
Oh, wow. Yes.
You didn't have to make something new. You had to go back and draw it again because the image of it began to fade.
Yes.
See, sometimes you can get so caught up into child rearing and everything that our kids are doing that the other things, lines that we had drawn, that we had planned to accomplish in our lives, gets a little blurred out, and we have to go back and redefine those things.
Yes. That's so good.
We have to go back and remind ourselves that I still have other things that I desire to do. I still have purpose. I still have a reason for existing outside of meeting the needs of my children, whom, if I'm not careful, I'll think that they no longer need me when I just have to redefine my lines.
That is so good, Bishop. And Bishop, now what's crazy is I feel like we're not only talking to the parents that are sending their college kids off.
No.
We are speaking to adults that need to also get a life and redefine their life.
Yes.
So this is not just for the empty nesters. This is also for somebody that let things fade to the background, and you now need to go back and redefine who you are, your worth. Go ahead and get some new endeavors and accomplish some of the things that you put on the back burner. So it seems like this, we started off just talking about, you know, the parents that, yes, this experience in the empty nest, but now we're talking about everybody.
And we're here today, and I really believe that God spoke to you about this topic to encourage people that if you are dealing with the empty nest syndrome, can I say this, Pastor Yolanda?
Absolutely.
That means that you are successful because you equipped your children to be able to go to the next level.
Yes.
There are some parents that are trying to get their nest emptied.
That would be us.
And they're past the going to college age. They're still trying to get their nest emptied at 25, at 28, at 30, and yes, 32, and 35, and things like that. But I need you to look at things through a different lens and realize that I might be feeling some type of way, but I need to rejoice because what I've been doing worked.
Yes. And you need to reflect on yourself.
Yes.
So many times we have a mirror and we don't see ourselves. We only see who's standing in the background.
My God.
So we don't need to start looking, keep looking at who's in the background, who's behind us that we need to take care of. We've got to start seeing our own selves and our reflection of ourselves and what we're capable of doing.
Give you a great, man, you are talking really good. So when you talked about looking in the mirror, I was thinking about that script, behold thyself in the glass. But so, you know, let's say that we're parents usually don't use mirrors because we're always looking out a window, because we're always watching over those people that we're called to protect. So we're always watching over our children. But even when you're looking out your front window, even when you're looking out your door, because you're focused on someone else, you don't see your own self in the glass.
Correct. It's only what we see behind us.
So I tell you now that you need to change your focus.
Change your focus. That is so good, Bishop. That is so good. And that it's so broad. It's for so many people.
Yes.
And sometimes we get stuck in a situation because we're, and let me talk to the women.
Come on.
We are such nurturers. We got to make sure that everything is in place. And then we find ourselves lacking in taking care of ourselves because we've given so much to our children. You've got to let them go and let them fly.
Yes. And it's amazing. Now, you talked about the flying part. And so, you know, for me, I'm thinking about emptiness, and I'm thinking about, we need to bring up flying eagles. So eagles are born with the ability to fly. But at some point, the mother has to get the nest where it's not comfortable.
Oh, yes.
To encourage them to leave.
Yes.
Now, something different happens. Eagles don't suffer from empty nest syndrome because eagles only use that nest for children. So after the children are gone, they leave the nest and only come back when it's time for to have lay eggs and things like that.
Oh, wow. So that's not where they stay.
No.
And so that's a valuable lesson. You can't stay there mentally.
No.
You have to leave. You have to depart. You have to separate. You have to find a way to move forward and empty out the nest mentally.
Let's do this. What if you began to lay eggs and give birth to something else?
Oh, now that's a good one.
What if you could nurture your children for 12, 14, 16, 18 years? What if you gave birth to a new idea and began to nurture that?
Oh, Bishop, that is so good.
What if you begin to nurture a new purpose?
That is so good.
What if you begin to nurture your destiny?
New friends.
What if you begin to say, you know what? I'm going to take our marriage to another level.
Absolutely.
And I'm beginning to nurture and grow that. And if I could, and I've got enough evidence in the things that I've touched, and those things have grown and began to fly, there's no reason why I can't give birth to something else and nurture it to where it'll fly also.
That is so good, Bishop. That is so good. Now, can we pray right there?
Absolutely.
God, we thank you for new life. God, we thank you for new territories. God, we thank you for new thoughts and new friends. God, thank you for the new paths that you're about to put us on. And thank you for the new memories that we are about to create. God, with all these things, we want to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. If you can agree with that, just say amen right there.
Man, Pastor, can I ask you to do one favor for me?
Absolutely, sir.
We've got 3 minutes left, so you can take another minute. Do you mind saying a special prayer for our elder?
Absolutely.
We're going to lay her father and their father to rest tomorrow.
Yes.
And we want the McLean family to know that we are in prayer. Elder Atasha, we are with you and your family, and we just want to pray and touch and agree with you right now.
Bishop, for 13 years we've known this family, and the mother and the father know us by name.
And prayed for us.
Yes, and stayed with
trusted
us.
Trusted us with their children.
Yes, send messages and their grandchildren. And we just want you and your family
and mother,
to know,
we love you.
That we love you so much. We love you so much. And we are here to wrap our arms around you. We just really, whatever you need, you know.
Yes.
You could just reach out to us and it is there. Your family means so much to us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing your family with us, Atasha. Thank you so much for making sure that we know everything that's been going on, and we love you guys so much.
Absolutely. So, Father, we thank you right now, and we pray now that you wrap your loving arms around this beautiful family. Give them the strength that they need. Give them the encouragement, and may their memories be filled with joy. That they did what others wouldn't do. They did what others couldn't do. They made sure that they took care of their family. They made sure that they looked after their father, and they made him proud. That the Bible says that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And God, we thank you, we honor you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for doing that. But we want to make sure that we let everybody know that we love you guys so much. And thank you so much for sharing with us today and being a part of the Launch Morning Show. Hey, meet us back here next week. We are going to be back here. And
I'm going to challenge you. Meet us Sunday.
Meet us Sunday morning at 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Let me drop my little gem right here.
Because I'll be looking forward to this.
Listen, I'm going to drop my little gem. Many people are so filled with fear, they run from things that are not even after them. Now, Bishop, go out and get a life and stop running from things that are not after you. Go get a life and figure out now what. What are you going to do? I'm so delighted to have been here today with Bishop Al Morgan.
It's time to go live your life.
Go live your life. Let that empty nest syndrome go. Do not fall into the snares of the enemy and the attacks. Make sure that you find yourself a loving family, a congregation that will touch and agree with you and everything that you need. And I think you can find it at Launch Ministries Global Campus. Until then, you meet us back here next week on Steph 98.1.
98.1.